Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series in the book of Job, Suffering and the Sovereignty of God. The book of Job talks about trials and difficulties and how an all-good, all-knowing, all-wise, all-sovereign God ordained these to happen to His people. Isang bagay na hindi natin lubusan maunawaan. Although suffering is highlighted sa book na ito, hindi ito ang central theme ng libro. Rather, the focus is on what Job learns from his suffering, that God is sovereign over all creation and that He deserves to be worshipped. So chapters 1 and 2, na-witness po natin na si Job, isang blameless believer, suffered series of heartbreaking losses sa kanyang buhay. Lahat ng kanyang yaman, lahat ng kanyang ari-arian, ultimo ang kanyang mga anak, ay lahat nawala ng isang araw lamang. Tapos nasundan pa po ito ng isang kritikal na karamdaman na kung saan tumama sa kanyang kalusugan. Lahat ng ito ay pinahintulutan ng Diyos na gawin ng kanyang kaaway na si Satanas. And we saw that Job not only worshiped God when things are going well, he also worshiped God when things are getting worse. Now, napakahalaga po na maunawaan natin na si Job po ay hindi ho pinaparusahan dito dahil may nagawa ho siyang kasalanan. As a matter of fact, it is quite the opposite. Job is going through these series of trials and sufferings because he was a godly man. Iniwan natin si Job sa chapter 2 last week with the words, "His suffering was very great." Job deeply suffers. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and even spiritually. He is in deep, deep despair. Alamin natin just how great his suffering was as we look at yung passage natin ngayong hapon na ito, which is chapter 3. That in his despair, Job finally broke his silence for the first time. Sa chapter na ito, nakapagsalita na ho siya. Now, maybe this is you, friends. Ito ang tanong ho sa ating ngayong oras na ito. What about you? What would you say or do when you are in a deep despair? Well, this is what we do. If you are in despair, look to Christ. There is hope in Him, which is yung main point natin ngayong hapon na ito. If you are in despair, look to Christ. There is hope in Him. We have divided this passage into three headings. Number one, a dark curse, verses 1 to 10. Number two, a reflection on death, verses 11 to 19. And number three, series of questions, verses 20 to 26. Let's go to number one, a dark curse. Sa chapter 2, si Job malungkot at nagdadalamhati. Mag-isa lang siya nakaupo sa abo sa isang sulok. Doon natin siya iniwan last week. Ang kanyang pagdadalamhati was interrupted nung dinalaw siya ng tatlo niyang kaibigan. At kung babalik ko kayo sa chapter 2 verse 11 to 13, makikita po natin to dito. Kasi nung nalaman ng kanyang tatlong kaibigan na si Eliphaz, Bildad at Zophar, ang trahedya na nangyari sa kanya, agad-agad po silang pumunta kay Job. Agad-agad silang bumisita. Now, alam ko na marami na tayo narinig na sermon about this at marami na tayo nabasa mga komentaryo patungkol sa mga kaibigan ni Job na they are not good friends. Pero I think hindi ho to yung case dito. Ang kahulugan po ng friend dito sa Hebrew means to pledge steadfast love. Hindi po ito katulad ng mga FB friends po natin na kung saan ina-add na lang natin or ini-invite kahit hindi natin gano'ng kakilala. Hindi po. Mas malalim po ang kahulugan nito. Ito ay isang pagkakaibigan na tapat sa bawat isa na may matatag na pagmamahalan. Job's friends love him. They are concerned about him. They worry about him. They have genuine concern sa kanya. Kaya nung nalaman nila yung nangyari kay Job, agad-agad sila nagpa-schedule at dinalaw ho si Job. At nung upang magbigay ng comfort at saka sympathy. Tapos nung nakita nila si Job, they were devastated. Hindi nila nakilala dahil nga iba na yung itsura ng mamang ito. Kung may mga kaibigan tayo na na sariwa pa sa pag-iisip nyo yung kanyang kagandahan o kagwapuan o kalakasan. Tapos after a few years, nagkaroon ng cancer, nung dinalaw mo, parang biglang tumanda, parang ganito po ito, or even mas malala. They love Job. They feel Job's pain. Mga kaibigan, do you have friends like this? Do you have friends like this, especially sa panahon na ito? Friends who will be with you and are willing to help you through dark days? Friends, let us pray na magkaroon tayo ng mga kaibigan who will be kind, who will be patient, who will be gracious and sympathetic to us when we're going through dark days. Alam ko po na lahat tayo naghahangad ng mga ganitong klaseng kaibigan. But let me ask you this. Friends, are you that type of a friend? Are you a friend who will go out of your way in order to serve a friend in need? Are you a useful friend? Or are you a user-friendly? Maring hindi natin kaya maging kaibigan or friend to everybody, but we can be a friend in the truest sense of the word to somebody. During this lonely quarantine days, this pandemic times, all of us, especially ang bawat isa, needs a friend who will genuinely love and care about us. I pray that God would cultivate friendships at church natin. I encourage you to open your membership directory and start praying and reaching out sa ating mga members. And from there, kaibiganin nyo na rin po kung magre-reach out kayo sa kanila. Kasi we need one another during sa panahon na ito. At kahit hindi lang sa panahon na ito, we still need yung friendship ng bawat isa. Ang mga kaibigan ni Job ay nakikidalamhati sa kanya. They accompanied him during his loneliness. Ngunit Job felt alone. Now, bakit po? Kasi alam ni Job na walang nakaka-relate sa kanya. Remember, Job was the greatest man in the East. He has great wealth, great riches. He has great influence, great fame. He was so great that no one can relate to him. And all of a sudden, nabaliktad ho lahat ng mga bagay na ito. Ngayon, he has great affliction. He has great pain. He has great losses. The suffering of Job was so great that even then, no one can relate to him. Ito ang complicated part ng suffering ni Job. He is, if I may use the word, unrelatable. O walang makarelate po sa kanya. Friends, do you feel that way right now? Do you feel that no one can relate or understand yung pinagdadaanan mong paghihirap ngayon? And because of that, you just choose to be silent and not say anything? I just want to encourage you, friend. There is a friend who knows suffering. There is a friend who is concerned about you. This friend sticks closer than a brother. At mamaya po pag-uusapan natin siya. At one point siguro natuwa naman si Job na nandun ang kanyang mga kaibigan. Pero sa isang banda, alam naman niya na hindi nila lubusan na uunawa ng kanyang pinagdadaanan. And eventually, at the end of the day, uuwi rin naman yung mga ito at iiwan siya mag-isa. That's why he felt alone. Ang Job chapters 3 hanggang chapter 37 records to us ang mga poetic conversations between Job and his friends. From clear narrative sa simula to a not-so-clear conversation with his friends until God speaks, tapos bumalik ulit siya sa isang clear narrative. So, ganun po yung outline niya. Pero bakit? Why devote 35 chapters ng poetic conversations? And I think this is one of the reasons why. Because God wants us to enter Job's story. God wants us to see and feel his suffering as it relates to our own suffering. Chapter 3 is an invitation. It invites us to take a peek through the window of a godly man's heart in the midst of his suffering. During this time of loneliness and suffering, Job all of a sudden spoke. dito na po nagsalita siya. This is the first time na nagsalita si Job after na kinall out niya ang kanyang wife. And ito sinabi niya sa verse 3. Let the day perish on which I was born, the night that said, a man is conceived. Birthdays are times of celebration. It's a time of singing and rejoicing and in happiness. Pero sa verse 3, hindi po yan ang gusto pagawa ni Job. He wants the exact opposite of that. Sinumpa niya ang araw ng kanyang kapanganakan. Ang sinasabi ni Job, walang pagdiriwang, walang kantaan, walang kasiyahan. Walang gagawa ng mga bagay na yan. Sana hindi na lang ako pinanganak. Parang yun ang sinasabi ni Job. Although Job cursed the day he was born, kailangan po natin mapansin ito, ano? He did not curse God. Gaya ng ninanais ni Satan na sabihin niya, or kagaya ng pag-ugjok sa kanya ng kanyang asawa, he did not curse God. He was very careful. Hindi lang ang araw ng kapanganakan ng kanyang sinumpa, ultimo ang siyang buwan ng pagdadalang tao sa kanya ng kanyang nanay, sinumpa niya. Verses 47, let the day be darkness, may God above not seek it, nor light shine upon it. Let gloom and deep darkness claim it. Let clouds dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. That night let thick darkness seize it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the year. Let not come into the number of the months. Verse 7, behold, let that night be barren. Let no joyful cry enter it. Pansin niyo ba sa pelikula na kapag dumidilim po yung setting or nagiging gloomy o pag gabi ho, ito po ay ina-associate sa either may panganib na parating o medyo malungkot yung scene. Minsan nga po, pag ganun po yung setting, ginagawa po ng mga director is pinababagsak pa nila yung unlan kunyari. Gloomy, bumagsak ang ulan, at yung dalawang magkairog, magkaharap, nagpapaalamanan, naghihiwalay, and syempre ramdam na ramdam mo yung bigat ng music and from the yung setting, napakalungkot, ano? Parang ganito po ang nilalarawan sa atin ni Job, but in a much deeper way. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 25, darkness was everywhere, but when God said, let there be light, there was light, and that light was good. Light is good. Light pictures God. It pictures His goodness. It pictures life. It pictures creation order. Para sabihin ni Job ang kanyang kapanganakan ay mabalot nawa ng kadiliman is to say na sana hindi na naganap ang araw ng kanyang kapanganakan. At ang pag-mention ng may God above may not seek it is to literally say na sana God has forsaken him. So verse 6, gusto niya matanggal na ang araw ng kanyang kapanganakan sa kalendaryo. Kung titingnan po ninyo. According kay Christopher Ashe, sa kanyang libro The Wisdom of the Cross, life is so painful that Job wishes the roots of his existence had been recaptured by death and darkness, that he had never existed in the presence of God. He wishes God would rewind the tape of creation and undo the part that led to his existence. Look at verse 8. Let those curse it who curse the day, who are ready to rouse up Leviathan. What's a Leviathan? Well, Leviathan is a giant sea monster that was mentioned most of the time by ancient Near Eastern mythology. It is said that it was a great enemy of the Creator, whose mission was to destroy the order and beauty of God, what God had created. Job is saying that the sea monster Leviathan has sorcerers who can summon it, mga sorcerers na pwedeng tawagin itong monster na ito, to call it out to destroy part of the created order. In short, ang sinasabi po niya dito, pinapatawag niya ang lahat ng mga dakilang sorcerers upang ang kanilang kapangyarihan ay bigyan ng malaking sumpa, isang madilim na sumpa ang araw ng kanyang kapanganakan upang hindi na ho siya maipanganak. Yun po ang sinasabi niya rito. Of course, Job knows that he cannot bring back time and change things, Lahat ng ito was expressed in a poetic fashion. Nilalabas po niya lahat ng kanyang saloobin sa Panginoon. Verse 9 to 10. Let the stars of its dawn be dark. Let it hope for light, but have none, nor see the eyelids of the morning, because it did not shut the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide trouble from my eyes. Again, Job here is saying, sana hindi na siya nabuo sa sinapupunan ng kanyang nanay. But in verse 10, in essence, he is saying, unfortunately, my mother's womb was not closed. If hindi sana ako nabuo sa sinapupunan ng aking ina, hindi na sana ako nakaranas ng mga prosperidad, only to find out na lahat ng ito ay mawawala lang sa akin at iindahin ko lahat ng pagdurusa ng paghihirap na ito. Mga kaibigan, maaaring nakaupo ka dyan at nakikinig sa message na ito at sinasabi mo, ayan pastor, tama pastor, ako yan. Yan ang pinagdadaanan ko. Yan ang kabigatan na nararamdaman ko ngayon. Friends, if that is you, I am sorry. Maaaring ang pinagdadaanan mo ay nagsisimula ka ng makaramdam ng despair or kawalan ng pag-asa or even start to become depressed. At dahil sa ito ang nararamdaman mo, marahil nag-aalala ka na din at nagtatanong na kung ikaw ba ay tunay na Kristiyano, pastor, ganito na ang nararamdaman ko, nadidepress na ako, nadispair. Baka siguro hindi ako tunay na Kristiyano. You ask the question, tunay ba na Kristiyano? Ang tunay ba na Kristiyano ay pwedeng makaramdam ng utter despair or pwede bang ma-depress? Pastor, yung bang case, ang tunay na Kristiyano ba pwede makaramdam noon? Well, the answer is, yes. Yes. Job experienced it. He felt it, and yet he was blameless. He loves God. He knows that he is sovereign over all. He was lamenting in his suffering. Friends, listen. Remember, dejection of spirit does not disqualify us as a child of God. Or kung tayo po ay nagsastruggle sa depression or experiencing a feeling of despair, hindi po nangangahulugan na hindi po tayo mananampalataya. Hindi po nangangahulugan na hindi tayo tunay na anak ng Diyos. Ang tunay na anak ng Diyos will experience depression, will have these feelings of despair. Napakadaming Bible characters ang nag-struggle sa mga bagay na ito. And to mention a few, si Moses lang. Dahil sa kanyang misery, sabi niya sa Numbers 11 verse 15, he said, "Kill me at once." Si Elijah, after experiencing ministry success against sa mga priests ni Baal sa 1 Kings chapter 18, sa next chapter, he was threatened by Queen Jezebel na papatayin daw siya. Dahil doon, tumakas ho siya, tumakbo at nagtago sa kuweba. At ito, sinabi niya sa chapter 19 verse 4. It is enough. Enough now, O Lord. Take away my life. David, sa Psalm 13 verse 1, cried out, "How long, O Lord?" Si Jonah sa Jonah chapter 4 verse 3 was angry enough to die. Well, of course, he was rebellious and sinning against God, pero still nararamdaman niya yung depression and despair. And in Job chapter 3, Job says, "Curse the day I was born." Makibigyan, nakaranas ka na ba ng ganitong klaseng kawalan ng pag-asa? Pain so prevailing, so dark, that you wish you were not born. Hindi porke Kristiyano tayo ay may immunity tayo sa mga feelings of despair. To be despair means to give up hope. Yung pong ibig sabihin nun. So, ibig sabihin po ba, Pastor, nagkakasala na ako pag if I feel despair or nade-depress po ako? Nagkakasala na po ba nito? Well, maaari. O maaaring hindi. The feeling of being despair, the feeling of despair or depressed in and of itself tells us that we are living in a fallen world. Hindi pa tayo nagkakasala when we are tempted to feel despair or depressed. Ito ay nagiging kasalanan kapag hinayaan natin ang feelings na ito to reject the truth about God's goodness and faithfulness. When we start to accuse God of wrongdoing, when we refuse to speak to God in prayer, when we take actions that go against His word and go against His will, kasi yun po, nakakasala tayo. Kasi po, pwedeng gamitin ng Panginoon ang feelings of dejection to make us more dependent on Him. So si Job, Pastor, si Job ba ay nagkasala nung sinabi niya, I wish I was not born? Well, palagay ko, papunta na ho siya ron. But we know from God's word na hindi po siya nagkasala. Satan tempted Job to curse God, but Job did not. But he does curse God's work here. Mapapansin ninyo. Friends, if you are feeling the temptation that you wish you were not born, you're not actually sinning. But when we start to give in to the temptation that God and His plans are wrong, that I should have never experienced this, that I don't deserve to be in this situation, or start to take actions laban sa kanyang kalooban or against sa kanyang salita, then mga kaibigan, tayo po ay nagkakasala na. Now let me talk a little bit about suicide or self-kill or pagpapatiwakal. This goes against God. This goes against you. This goes against to everyone you love. I've been to several funerals na ganitong type yung pagkapanaw ng isang individual. Seeing loved ones go through yung process ng mourning and this type of death is devastating. So many questions were asked. So much pain. Ang mawalan na lang ng mahal sa buhay is already mabigat, pero knowing that a loved one has taken his life or her life is truly devastating to everyone. Mga kaibigan, kung nakikinig ka ngayong oras na ito at nawawalan ka na ng pag-asa, nawawala ka na sa sarili mo dahil sa kalagayan mo ito, at dumadapo na po sa isipan mo magpatiwakal o kunin ang iyong buhay, at nadidinig mo itong sermon na ito, listen, this is God's act of mercy sa'yo. This is a plea from a loving, almighty God who cares for you. And this is God's plea for you kung may plano ko kayo magpatiwakal ngayong oras na ito. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you're hearing this right now, this is God's mercy sa'yo. Don't do it. Huwag mong paniwalaan ang kasinungalingan na naririnig mo sa isipan mo. God is the one who gave you life. Your life should be used for His glory. And He is the very person. He is the only one who can take yung life na ito from you. Kabigan, if this is you and you need someone to talk to help you process these things, will you reach out to us? Will you please call us? It is also important to know that Job was not contemplating to commit suicide sa passage na ito. In chapter 6, verse 8 to 9, ang gusto actually ni Job na ang Diyos mismo ang kumuha sa kanyang buhay. He thinks that death is the best option. He thinks death is a way of escape sa lahat ng pagdurusa na kanyang hinaharap. Which asks the question, we ask the question ngayon, is death the way of escape sa lahat ng problema at sakit na dinaranas natin sa mundo na ito? Well, let's look at Job's reflections on death, which is yung point number 2 natin. A reflection of death on death. Let's read verse 11 to 12. Why did I not die at birth, come out from the womb and expire? Why did the knees receive me, or why the breast that I should nurse? In verses 11 to 12 is a progression to sustainable life. Siyam na buwan dinala si Job ng kanyang nanay sa kanyang sinapupunan, and eventually pinanganak. At paglagay, pagkapanganak po niya, ang paglagay po ng sanggol sa tuhod ay larawan ng tuwa at kasiyahan ng isang nanay sa paglaro sa kanyang anak. Ang pagbanggit naman ng breast ay larawan ng pagpapakain at pagbigay ng sustansya sa kanyang sanggol o anak. So, ano ba sinasabi ni Job dito? Bakit binanggit niya yung tatlong bagay na ito? So, ang sinasabi po ni Job dito, bakit ako pinanganak? Sana pinanganak na lang ako patay. Kung sana hindi na lang ako kinatuwaan ng aking ina at pinabayaan na lang niya ako. Sana hindi na lang ako pinakain at binigyan ng sustansya para nangayayat na lang ako, na dehydrate at namatay. Yung po sinasabi po ni Job dito. Ang sinasabi ni Job, mas mainam na lang siguro na matay na lang ako nung ako'y pinanganak kaysa maranasan ko lahat ng pagdurusa na to. He was hoping na sana na-miscarriage na lang siya. Na-miscarriage yung kanyang nanay sa kanya. Ang gusto niya ay from the womb, diretso na to the tomb. Pero bakit? Why? Because he gives the reason why. So verses 30 to 15. Sign po natin. For then I would have laid down and be quiet. I would have slept. Then I would have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who rebuilt ruins for themselves. Or with princes who had gold and filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not as a hidden stillborn child, as infant who never see the light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners are at ease together. They hear not the voice of their taskmaster. The small and the great are there, and the slave is free from the master. Gusto na ni Job mamatay. At ang dahilan kung bakit gusto na niya mamatay, kasi pagod na siya. Pagod na siya sa kanyang problema, sa kanyang paghihirap. In verses 13 to 19, si Job, he used the language of rest to describe death. Tingnan niyo yung verse 13. I would have lain down and been quiet. I would have slept. I would have been at rest. Verse 17. The wicked cease from troubling. The weary are at rest. Verse 18. There the prisoners are at ease. Verse 19. The slave is free. Pagod na siya eh. Hindi na niya kaya yung paghihirap na pinagdadaanan niya. Mga kaibigan, sa ating mga nakaranas ng matinding sakuna sa buhay o nakakaranas ng matinding sakuna sa ating buhay, I think mauunawaan natin yung sinasabi ni Job dito. Nauunawaan natin yung paghihirap na ito. Yung sakit na matagal mo nang iniinda, nakailang gamot ka na, nakailang doktor at pa-hospital ka na, pero ganun pa rin. Hirap na hirap ka na makita yung mga mahal mo sa buhay na inaalagaan ka. O maaring hirap na ikaw ang nag-aalaga, hirap na hirap ka naman makita ang mahal mo sa buhay na kung saan nagsasuffer at nag-deteriorate yung kanyang kalusugan. For those of you who are struggling with depression, you know how debilitating this can be. You know how restless your mind and emotions can be. Sa mga biktima ng pangangalun niya na kanyang asawa, you know how devastating it is. It has been sa pamilya mo. You know now, because of that, you now have trust issues. Now you're struggling with paranoia. At tuwing bumabalik tanaw ang iyong alaala sa panahon na hindi mo pa alam, it's just torturous sa iyong pag-iisip. Kasi nagkaalit ka ulit, nadedepress ka ulit. Nasasaktan ka ulit, and then you become bitter. A stray child is so heartbreaking. Ang financial burdens are too much to handle. You're surrounded and burdened by people who are hard to love. That's uncertainty ng panahon ngayon. You become a warrior because of the fear of a tragic future. Those of us who are struggling with sin daily makes you feel that you are fighting a losing battle. Sin feels so powerful and you can't stop it. You can't stop watching porn. You can't stop eating. You cannot stop yung vices mo. You cannot stop stealing. You cannot stop lying. You cannot stop worrying. You're having a hard time leaving itong maling relationship na ito. You're having a hard time stopping a lifestyle na kung saan makamundo. Ito at marami pang iba that cause us pain, suffering, and restlessness that makes us wish that we were not born. Na sana kunin na tayo ng Panginoon. Death becomes an attractive escape to this distressing reality. Six times in chapter 3, ang tanong na why has been repeated at 26 times inulit sa buong libro ng Job. This is the question that haunts the suffering Christian. Why is this happening to me? Job was lamenting and suffering against God's sovereign plan. Why should I continue living if I receive nothing but intense suffering? Bakit kailangan ba mapatuloy na ang aking buhay kung puro paghihirap na lang? That's why death appeals to Job. At some point, tama po si Job at yung kanyang reflections patungkol sa kamatayan dito eh. Ang problema lang, yung kanyang reflections and meditations about death ay hindi kumpleto compared sa what we know right now, kasi we know God's Word. He is right when he said all the restlessness and hardships that we experience sa mundo na ito, pag tayo namatay, will be put to an end. Will be put to an end. When you die, tama po siya eh. When you die, your career ends. When you die, the people who are harming you will stop. When you die, lahat ng alalahanin natin sa mundo na ito will also end. In one sense, death is an escape to the world's suffering. Tama din si Job to say that death is an equalizer. Death is not a respecter of age. It's not a respecter of gender or economic status. Kagaya ng nabanggit niya sa verse 19. According kay Jonathan Edwards, death is a rude guest. Friends, death is inevitable. Death will come to all of us. It is an escape to this world. But death is not an escape to nothingness. There is something in the other side of this world, so to speak. It's either wonderful or terrifying. Matthew chapter 25 talks about a final judgment. A final judgment na mangyayari after death. Na lahat tayo will give an account to. Those who reject the Son of God will face eternal afflictions 1,000 times, even more, much brutal than what we are facing today, because the wrath of God is still on those who disobey Him. There is no rest but eternal torment. But for those who receive God's Son, Jesus, trusted Him for salvation, will be forgiven, and will enter God's eternal rest. Sabi po sa John chapter 3, verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, and whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So, ang mas mahalagang katanungan po ay hindi nagsisimula sa why. Ang mahalagang katanungan po ay nagsisimula sa what. Sa what, mga kaibigan? What will happen to you after you die? This is a good question, which we now move to our third point, because there are series of questions. Verses 20 to 26, at least for Job. Why is light given to him who is in misery and life to the bitter in soul? Who long for death, but it comes not, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures? Who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave? Ang verses 20 to 21, yung verses na to, kinwestiyon ni Job ang kanyang pagdurusa. Now, what's interesting is sa verse 20, nung binanggit niya yung him who is in misery, is in the singular form. Pero nung binanggit po naman niya yung life to the bitter in soul, yung soul who dyan is in the plural form. So anong sinasabi po ni Job dito? Ang sinasabi niya, maaring sinasabi ni Job dito is, bakit may mga tao na dumaranas ng intense suffering, who have lost all hope and who cannot see the point of continuing to live, still lives? Why does God give them life in the first place? Yun po ang sinasabi ni Job dito. Bakit pa rin nagpapatuloy kung puro paghihirap na rin lang? Job is asking the Lord, what's the point of his life ngayon? Lord, sa lahat na nararanasan ko, what's the point? Anong gusto po ninyo? Job knows God. He fears God. He worships God. He loves God. He knows that He is the giver and taker of all good things. Alam ni Job na walang nangyayari sa buhay niya na aksidente. Alam niya, pinlano lahat ng Panginoon. He knows that God is a God of purpose. Pero, He is right now theologically conflicted. He's theologically struggling. Kasi sa nangyayari sa kanyang buhay. So he argues kung bakit pa siya pinanganak. Bakit kailangan pa siya magpatuloy mabuhay. Kung ito lang naman ang layunin ng kanyang buhay is indahin lahat ng kahirapan na ito. Job longs for death with a passionate desire na higit pa sa treasure hunter kagaya nabanggit po sa verse 21. Again, gaya ng ating nabanggit, Job has zero desire magpatiwakal. Okay? He wants God to take his life. Job is so obsessed with death dahil ito lang ang nakikita niyang way out sa lahat ng trouble na dinaranas niya. Lahat ng kayamanan sa mundo ay walang kakayanan ayusin ang kanyang paghihirap. Walang kakayanan at tanggalin ang kanyang dinadalang kabigatan. Wala. Mga kaibigan, this is a good reminder to all of us that there is no ultimate refuge in this world. Not a big house, not nice cars, not high-tech gadgetry, not social media, not high-paying jobs, not loved ones surrounding us, not good health, not prosperous wealth, no, nothing. Nothing will ever be a strong enough refuge that will last for eternity. Our only hope is God alone. Sa mga times na ito. Verses 23 to 24. Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes instead of my bread, and my groanings are poured out like water. Nabanggit niya that God is hedging him in. Naalala niyo ba yung term na yun, yung hedge na yun? Naalala niyo yung chapter 1, yung conversation ni God at saka ni Satan, ang sinasabi ni Satan that God has hedged him out, pinoprotektahan siya kay Job, kaya hindi siya makalapit kay Job. That's why Job was blessing him. God has fenced him out from Job. Now, ito naman, kabaliktad naman ang sinasabi ni Job. Job is saying here, God has hedged him in. He has fenced him in, and the worst part is, with Satan. Okay? And all of the troubles, pains, and suffering, at hindi siya makawala. He lost everything and the only thing he has left is his life that is in deep despair. He is asking God, is there a point in all of this? Is there still point na ako'y buhay? What is the point? Verse 25 to 26. For the thing that I fear comes upon me and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, but trouble comes. So verse 25, ang sinasabi ni Job, na lahat ng kanyang kinakatakutan ay nangyari lahat. Lahat ang malugi sa negosyo, may mangyaring masama sa kanyang mga anak, tamaan siya ng malubhang karamdaman, mag-isa na lang siya sa buhay niya, lahat yung nangyari na sa kanyang buhay. Lahat ng ito, mga kaibigan, marahil nakaka-relate kayo dito, lalo na sa panahon na ito. Mga kaibigan, ano ang kinakatakot mo na pwedeng mangyari sa iyo ngayong oras na ito? Mawalan ka ng trabaho? At dahil sa mawalan ka ng trabaho, natatakot ka na hindi ka makakabayad ng iyong liabilities o hindi makakapagpadala ng sustento o suporta sa mga mahal natin sa buhay sa Pilipinas? Ikaw ba ay natatakot na naiwanan ka ng mahal mo sa buhay? Mapariwara ang buhay ng mga anak mo? Mahawaan ka ng COVID-19 o dapuan ka ng isang matinding karamdaman? O maaari, pareho kayo ni Job, ang lahat ng ito ay nangyayari na sa buhay mo. Si Job ay parang nagising sa isang masamang panaginip para matuklasan lamang niya na mas malala pala ang buhay niya kesa sa kanyang bangungot. Ang verse 26 ay ang climax ng kanyang speech. Ito rin po ang point ng passage na ito. He gives four images of unrest. Job is not at ease. He has no quiet. He has no rest. But instead, he has trouble. Three negatives. Ano yung three negatives? No ease, no quiet, no rest. Pero may isang positive. Pero it's a terrible positive because ang positive dito, the only thing that he has is trouble. This is not just a torment of the body, but this is also a torment of his soul. Ang word na trouble ay ang keyword at ang closing na speech ni Job dito. Ito ay isang malaking kontra sa prosperity ng chapter 1. Isang malaking kabaliktaran ng isang trouble and pain-free life ng kanyang naranasan. Ang question ni Job is, why? 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 Friends, is this your question? Why? Ang verse 20 ay ang tanong na patuloy na mag-e-echo sa buong libro ng Job. At mga kaibigan, dito natin iiwan si Job sa storya na ito. Iiwan natin si Job sa chapter 3, terribly alone with his friends, sitting with him na hindi alam kung ano sasabihin sa kanya. We'll leave him there sa ngayon. Friends, maybe some of you are in the same spot parehas ni Job. Hindi nyo alam kung kailan matatapos ang paghihirap ninyo. Friends, listen, Christians are not promised that life will get better sa mundo na ito. At dahil dyan, dito tayo pinapaalalahanan ng suffering ni Job. Your sufferings and my sufferings will absolutely be useless, meaningless, unless all the things that God tells us about Jesus are true. Because it is true what the Bible says about Jesus. Jesus changes everything. Job's loneliness foreshadows a greater loneliness. His darkness likewise anticipates even a deeper darkness. 2,000 years ago, there was a blameless man. But unlike Job, this man was a sinless man. He lived a perfect life that none of us, including Job, could. Like Job, he too had friends who sat with him in times of darkness in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Mark chapter 14, verse 34, he said, "My soul is distressed, even to death. Let this cup pass by me, not as I will, but as you will." This sinless man was falsely accused, mocked, beaten, crowned with thorns. This sinless man was hanged on the sinner's cross, bearing our sin and shame. A burden that only he can bear. A price that only he can pay. A task that only he must do. This sinless man was in deep darkness, hanging on a cross, deeper than the darkness of night, deeper than Job's darkness. Job felt forsaken, but he was not forsaken. But Jesus was forsaken, and from his lips he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was forsaken so that people like you and me will not be forsaken, so that people like you and me will be forgiven. God the Father judged Jesus on that cross in our place, and in our place he died. Oh friends, the good news is that Jesus did not remain dead and on the third day has risen from the grave. Jesus' death and resurrection dispelled all darkness, sin, death, and Satan. And friends, this is the good news. In Jesus, we have hope. Life and death is better when we have Christ. So I urge you, friends, repent from your sins and trust Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for your salvation. So mga kapatid, how do we apply the gospel sa life natin through this passage? Let me give you 5 suggestions when death seems better than life sa atin. And after these 5 points, we will close in prayer. Number 1, If you feel that death seems better or enticing or attractive, run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Casting here means humbling yourself to God. Pag nagwo-worry po tayo, ang worry po ay isang form ng pride. Kasi imbis na i-entrust natin ang alalahanin natin kay Jesus, ang ginagawa po natin is we take our concerns upon ourselves. So, that's why Peter is saying, cast them, humble yourself, give it to Jesus, run to Jesus. And as you run to Jesus, number two says, fix your eyes on Jesus alone. Mga kaibigan, maaaring totoo na walang nakakaunawa masyado ng gano'ng kalalim ang inyong pinagdadaanan ngayon. Gano'ng kabigat ang inyong paghihirap. But Jesus knows. Jesus understands. Jesus experienced it. Jesus even went deeper than what you're experiencing right now. Jesus knows despair. If you think you are alone, you're never once alone. Never once. Do not be distracted, friends, but press on. Jesus understands. Jesus is saying, come to me, all of you are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. If you want that rest, you run to Jesus. You fix your eyes on Him. Do not be distracted sa mga kasinungalingan na binibitawan ng kaaway. Sabi sa Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Third, pray. Pray honestly to God. Pray honestly before God. Sa paglapit natin sa Panginoon, sa panalangin, dapat tayo ay honest. Pero sa paglapit natin at pag-pray natin ng honest, we should also be humble. Okay? Job was honest with God sa lahat ng kanyang dalamhati. But he never cursed or blamed God. Pwede po tayo maging honest kapag galit tayo, pero we should know our place. Sabi nga ni John Piper, we should never be mad at God, but we should tell Him if we are. Fourth, preach truth to your heart. Preach truth to your heart. When we are in despair, our hearts are prone to wonder. Our hearts are prone na paniwalaan ang kasinungalingan ng kaaway. And dahil dyan, we become depressed, we put ourselves in despair. Friends, tandaan po natin, hindi po humihinto si Satan after Job chapter 2. Satan continuously accused Job. We must fight the lies of the enemy with God's word. Remember, there will be specific lies na ibabato sa atin ng kaaway. Lies na alam niya na paghihinaan natin. Satan knows how we tick. Satan knows what makes us feel weak. Satan knows which buttons to press. Kaya pag binato niya sa atin, yung mga kasinungalingan na ito, we should be ready to throw back specific truths to fight against this. Fight the accuser with God's truth. Memorize scripture. Preach the gospel to yourself. And number five, turn to a friend for help. Turn to a friend for help. Call a friend. Ang marerekomenda ko ay ang mga kaibigan na pwede niyong takbuhan are God-fearing friends, Christian friends. If I were to go even further, I encourage you to call friends, to make friends sa ating corporate community. Make friends sa mga members natin dito sa Crossroads. We need godly people who will check up on us. People who will remind us of the gospel. People who will call us out. People na kunsan hindi tayo bobola-bulahin. Kung hindi bibigyan tayo ng katotohanan ng may pagmamahal. Also mga kapatid, kung may mga pangyayari sa buhay ng mga members natin na alam ninyo, I encourage you be proactive sa pagtulong sa kanila. Pero we also encourage you to please inform us mga elders. So we can minister alongside of them. Huwag po natin sikretuhin. Ano? Encourage natin sila na sabihin sa amin. So kasi hindi po namin alam kung paano sila tutulungan kung hindi namin alam. To conclude our time right now, ang chapter 3 ay pinahihintulutan tayong sumilip sa bintana ng puso ng isang mamang makadiyos sa panahon ng kanyang kabigatan, sa panahon ng kanyang pagdurusa. We are called to enter Job's suffering and rest in his sorrow in a very deep way. Pero ang kagandahan lang po dito, we are not alone in times of despair. We have one another. That's the blessing. We have our brothers and sisters in Christ. But most especially, we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We have our elder brother. We have our kuya, Jesus Christ. So mga kapatid, if you are in despair right now, look to Jesus. There is hope in Jesus. Let us pray. Panginoon, salamat po sa inyong anak na si Kristo. We pray that we would look only to Him at huwag po ninyong pabayaan na mahulog kami sa kasinungalingan ng kaaway. Father, help us to turn our eyes only to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Kung may mga tagapakinig po kami, Panginoon, ngayong oras na ito, na hindi nyo pa anak. Oh, my prayer, Father, is that you would awaken their souls. Awaken their hearts today. Draw them to yourself in a saving way. Father, fill our minds with Jesus. At dalangin namin na magkaroon kami ng good friendships in this church so that we would encourage one another, edify one another, sing to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual song and glorify you together, especially in times of hardships. Oh, Father God, sustain us until we see you face to face. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.